Aloha, and you're listening to Mission Possible. That's right, the sun is going down over here on the big island, and it's been a beautiful, beautiful day. Yeah, you're listening to the boss. I'm Boss RJ, and this is BBSRadio.com, and we are so pleased tonight. We're going to have a guest. Oh, you know, I'm so pleased to tell you that I will be in Sedona, my beloved Sedona, again on October 12th through the 14th. Might even stay to the 15th and check out Jazz Mujeen. Now, for those of you who are regular listeners, you know what I'm talking about. And for those of you who are just tuning in, we're going to give you the skinny on the raw spirit set. Now, you know, I've told you we have to give it up to the Creator first. So I want to bless everyone out there and let you know that God has wonderful things in store for you this week. So after you pray, look out, look up, look everywhere, for the magic is happening. All right. Now, like I promised you, we are now going to tone it down a little bit. I hope you like the music you're listening to, as best as I can do, till I have an audio guy on my end who can do the work. Oh, yeah. You're listening to Lee Eisenstein, Songs for a Dreamer. And that was Roy Owens. Yeah. All right. It is such a wonderful world. Laura, are you there?
I am here, darling.
Oh, my goodness. How are you?
I'm doing super fabulous. You know why?
Why?
I am at Cafe Raw Bliss in Sedona, Arizona, on location, preparing diligently day and night for the Raw Spirit Festival, working with hundreds and hundreds of people all around the globe to make this the most amazing, exceptional, galactivated, truly inspiring, uplifting, spiritual, raw, vegan, eco-peace celebration and creation. We are having so much fun, and I'm actually literally in the Sedona Chocolate Superfoods, Chocolate Wonka Super Chocolate Factory.
Oh, my.
And we've been playing music. We've been making raw food. I'm sitting here with my wireless internet, corresponding with people all over the planet about the festival, and we're just having the best day ever.
Oh, my goodness. Well, tell me a little bit more about this establishment, because when I was there in 1994, I don't think it existed. Now, they might have been doing something else, because a lot of Sedonites do know how to keep up with the times.
Yeah.
But let's bring them into the conversation.
I certainly will. This is Jim Botterini. He is one of the owners of Cafe Raw Bliss, and he's going to let you guys know all about how Cafe Raw Bliss got started and how they're going to be interfacing as sponsors of the festival.
Well,
here's
that
Jim.
Sounds like a wonderful thing, Laura. Let's bring him on into the conversation.
Here he is on.
Hello, Roxy. How are you?
I'm just absolutely blessed. Oh, I want you to tell my listeners all about your establishment. I was telling Laura that when I was in Sedona in 1994, I don't think you were around. I would have been hanging outside your door had you been around. But please tell everybody about your establishment.
Well, the establishment actually used to be a Montessori school. And before that, it was actually a health food store and all that. And two people by the name of Debbie Crick and Candace went out to California, to San Diego, to the Optimum Health Institute, and came back with the vision of creating a venue here in Sedona where people could come and eat healthy raw food.
And so how long have you been in existence now?
Since like March of 2006. So we're just a little over a year and a half now. We've been through one Raw Spirit Fest, and this will be the second one for it.
Now, you are sponsors, major sponsors of this event, are you not?
A minor sponsor.
Minor sponsor. Now, what can people expect? Like, give me an idea. Describe your store. What is it when I walk through the door, what I find when I walk in the door? Tell me about some of the highlights of yours.
What you're going to find when you walk in this door is you're going to find that different from anything else, this store is all about spirit and about how we can stay connected to where we actually came from. You know, and the food that we eat, if you've heard the saying, you are what you eat, this is just part of the whole thing that keeps you connected with where you actually came from and where we're actually going. And if we can actually get a lot of other people to eat along with us, we can change the whole environment, change healthcare in America. We could change the whole, just the whole, the way things are done.
Now, do you have a menu?
Right now, we have a very extensive menu that features a lot of soups and raw entrees, chips, and crackers, and all that. But the coupe de gras here is the actual dessert. We have an on-site chocolate here that you may be able to talk to later. His name is Kelly. And we also make pies and cakes and all that that are completely raw and completely natural. So in other words, it would be like a superfood. In other words, for once in your life, you've always dreamed of this, where you could eat desserts and live off of desserts, and now that day has come true.
Oh, it just sounds so good. Now, you did say something about a Kelly and chocolate?
Yes.
Well, let me talk to that individual. Are they there now?
Sure.
All right.
If you ever get an opportunity to come to Sedona, you'll have to come back in again.
I'm going to be there October 12th through the 14th, dear. I got my room already reserved.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm there
already. We're looking forward to that. Thank
you. Oh, yes. I'm just wondering how many more smart people are going to be joining us.
I think there's going to be many. I think we're actually getting the critical mass here of turning society around.
Yes.
I'm a-coming.
That's right. Well, it was good talking to you. Tell everybody who you are one more time.
Jim Bottarini. We're here in Sedona, and you can come and visit us anytime you want. Here's Kelly Johnson.
All right. And then somebody give me your coordinates in terms of your email, because we've kind of computed here. We're all sitting in front of our computer.
SedonaRawCafe.com, or we can also be reached at ChocolateSuperfoods.com. And we're located at 1595 West Highway 89A in Sedona. And our phone number, if anyone needs to call us, normally open from 11 to 8, but our phone number is 928-282-2997. And with that, I turn you over to the Master of Ceremonies here, Kelly Johnson.
All right.
Good, man. He's good. Isn't he good? Didn't Jim do good?
He did very good.
Excellent. Hey, Roxy.
Hi. How are you?
I'm pretty fantastic. How about yourself?
You have to be fantastic. You're working with cacao.
Absolutely. You know, that's all we do. That's all I do here.
Tell me about it. Because, you know, if you read, excuse me, I'm not to brag a little bit, but if you read page 570 of David Wolf's sixth edition of his Sun Success book, you will find Raising Cain, and there he describes me also as making the best cacao ever on earth.
Oh, well, you got to come play.
We have to have a taco off.
The only people
that lose are those that don't show up.
What's that?
Did you hear me? Hello, Kelly?
Did you say that again?
I said, we're going to have a cacao off. I said, because the only people that will lose are those who don't show up.
That's right. Let's do it. Come on.
Tell me a little bit about your discoveries of cacao, because there are so many people that are greedy to learn to work with it. Would you give us a little dissertation about cacao in terms of what you found to be true about it as a medium for bringing bliss to people's mouths?
Well, definitely. Absolutely. I've definitely found it as a medium for bringing bliss to my life and then my friend's life. You know, we start here with the whole beans, and we grind it all fresh here.
Ooh, it must smell sweet to him.
It smells sweet. And then they got the radio playing in the background. It's hard.
That's all right. This is why BBS Radio is so wonderful, honey. You just talk to me. It's like we're friends, and we just don't worry about the noise. Nobody has to be quiet. It's wonderful.
They're all so excited here because they're jumping up and down. They've been eating chocolate all day long, and they're all asking me questions. And Foxy's telling me to say something, and somebody else is wanting to say something. What is it, Foxy?
Making a Friday night meal at the festival.
Oh, that's right. We're going to be making the Friday night meal at the festival for Cafe Raw Bliss.
Oh, well,
and
that's important.
And then we're also going to be serving tons of chocolate to the whole festival. So come out for that.
I'll be there.
Be here. Now, are you having the Hawaii? Are you in Hawaii? Are you having the Hawaii Chocolate Festival?
Oh, yeah, they are having it, yes. And they the people that were in the store, Armando of the Yoga Shala, he actually won last year, so he was down for it. And it was raw chocolate dessert that won. It was wonderful. You know, everybody's getting smart about that. But here's what I want to know from you.
Lay
Give
on.
Me some of the some of the names of some of the creations, or give me an idea when a person comes into the store, what kind of things would they find you making?
Well, let's see, the main headliner chocolate is called the Magic Healing Bar, and that has raw cacao, of course, and then hemp seeds and goji berries and raw vanilla beans and Himalayan salt and maca and spirulina and lacuma powder and about half a dozen different essential oils.
And now if people wanted to, is it possible, do you guys do Matt Anson of Revolution? Do you ship out, or can people acquire your confections? Will you ship around the world? Because we have people in Canada and Europe and other places that are listening to this radio show.
Absolutely. We totally ship around the world. We have probably half a dozen different flavors that we ship out. And then if you come here, we have 40 or 50 different specials all the time. So we can't ship everything out, but we can ship some of it out. You know?
That sounds wonderful. Now, how did you get involved, and how long have you been working with cacao?
With cacao, about 3 years. Somebody gave me some whole beans, and I experienced a kind of an immediate sense of euphoria and a really pleasant feeling. And then I just started mixing it up and coming up with different concoctions. And then about a year ago, I traveled down to Chiapas and got to visit with some Mayan elders, and they took us through the rainforest and actually did a cacao ceremony. We planted cacao trees, and now we brought some cacao pods back, and we have some trees growing right here.
Right on. That's so
wonderful.
So it's a
pretty fabulous, like, initiation with the Mayan elder. And basically said, you know, all of the people we touch with the chocolate will be blessed and rich forevermore.
Oh, that's the spirit. That is the spirit.
Yeah.
You know, it just does my heart good to be able to converse with people who are on the cutting edge of the culinary world. I mean, we are talking about good food does bad food stays good, and we know that there's so much vitality in cacao and in the raw foods that you can consume. You know what, Kelly?
What's that, Rob?
I'm looking forward to meeting you and tasting your concoctions.
Now, when are you going to be here?
I'm going to be there for the Raw Spirit Fest. Why, I'm a media sponsor.
Excellent.
I'm going to be there. In fact, Sunday, I hope maybe you'll make some time. I'm going to be doing my Sunday show right there in my hotel room. So hopefully you can come by 9 o'clock their time in Arizona. We'll be going on the air. And I want to interview as many people as I can that's there at the Raw Spirit Fest.
Sweet. So you have a hotel room right at the festival?
At the festival itself.
Oh, that's perfect.
Right there. So we'll be able to do the show, and you can come and visit me, and I can visit you, and we can all hang out and just do the do at the Raw Spirit Fest. And, you know, I'm no stranger to Sedona, you know. I'm returning back ceremoniously. I had everything to do with that peace pole in Rachel's Knoll that was planted back in 1995.
Oh, that's excellent, really. I'm glad
you know,
to
so
that.
I plan to go to the peace pole, and maybe you'll join me. We'll take a walk in the Red Rock.
Let's do it. As a matter of fact, the peace pole is right behind where Jim lives.
No! That Redwood peace pole, he's behind Rachel's Knoll?
It's just right up in there, yep.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I threw the ceremony, did all the sets, and put that thing together with a whole bunch of other people there in Sedona. I can't wait to come back and touch that pole again. I got something underneath it.
Well, get on over here. We can make some chocolate, too.
Yeah. I got a high-definition camera and everything. We'll do a little video.
Okay.
All right. Let Laura come back on the phone now so we can sum this all up.
Will do. She's standing here jumping up and down.
Aloha.
Aloha, Laura. Looks like we're going to have ourselves one good time.
Oh, my goddess. It is getting, it's just like every single day. It's just the most ridiculously amazing new people are showing up. And, I mean, we have Lillian Muller now. We have Kathy Silvers, who, you know, she was Jelly Beans on Happy Days. We're talking to Peter Ragnar. Now, keep your fingers crossed. He might be here. We're go-activating over here in a major way and ready to have the best party on the planet for 3 days in a row and more.
Well, that sounds good to me. I want everyone that's listening to know this is the real deal. This is the party of the century. I know there's a summer of love, and it's all working up. All going to conclude with this here Raw Spirit Fest.
That's right. I just want to let anybody know. If people want to volunteer, there's still a few slots open for that. If anybody needs to come for half price, they can check it out.
Well, that's me. That's me. I want half price.
You got it, babe.
I want half price.
So people just need to send me an email to laura@rawspirit.com if they have any questions about the festival at all, or if they want to volunteer, or if they want to become an affiliate, because we're building the new economy over here. We're giving 10% to people who refer others to the festival, because we want our whole team to benefit and to create this new raw food, divine love economy based on harmony and cooperation. So there's all kinds, there's so much information on the website right now at rawspirit.com. Accommodations, the affiliate program, the map of the venue, you know, anything you might need is really on that website. And even a forum and a ride board now, so people can dial in meeting in Phoenix, getting cars together, all that stuff.
Well, we're going to conclude this. I want you to know that you can listen to this back and take it off and put it on your own website and do whatever you want within like 2-3 hours. Tomorrow morning you can dial into bbsradio.com and go into the archives and pull this show up and listen to it.
Endless blessings and thanks to you, Roxy. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to meet you, Laura. I mean, this is the kind of thing, you know, where you're just excited. It's kind of like pen pals, you know. We're like putting this thing together, and then we're all going to meet in a beautiful place. And when is that?
October 12th to 14th, 2007 in Sedona, Arizona.
Be there.
I hope. Thank you.
All right. You have
Bye.
A good week.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We had the Raw Spirit Fest people on. Are they some lively people or what? You know, I'm loving Lee Eisner. I'm going to put some music on and I'm going to talk to you, you know, because it's so much going on in the world, you know, in terms of how things are going. And I thought that I might just talk to you for a minute, you know, because somewhere along the line, we all got to come together. Somewhere along the line, we must have freedom. You know, life is a lot like a swing. It goes back and it goes forth. And sometimes we get clever and we want to spin and spin. So we tighten it up and we tighten it up and tighten it up. That's what we're going to have to do, folks. We're going to have to tighten it up. You know, I was reading today, and one of my favorite books is Henry George, Progress in Poverty. And I thought I'd like to share with you, for history and her story, a topic that is very important to me, and that is land, space. As we begin to talk about those subprime loans that are getting ready to be called in, all that money, all those mortgages, all them loans, they're all going to be called, and somebody's going to have to pay that there piper. Well, you know, the boss spent her whole life staying out of credit. Yes, if at all possible, I use OPM. And I'm not talking drugs, no. I use other people's money. You see, because some people don't know what to do with their money. Now, it's not like I say I get a whole lot of money, because there's a lot of people out there that have gotten large sums of money and squandered it. No, every penny I get, I use it for the community, for the world. Why? Why? Because I know man is a land animal. Yeah. A land animal can't live without land. All that man produces comes from the land. All productive labor in the final analysis consists in working up land, or the materials drawn from land, into such forms as fit them for satisfaction of human wants and desires. Man's very body is drawn from the land. Children of the soil, we come from the land, and to the land we must return. Take away from the man all belongs to the land, and what have you but a disembodied spirit? Therefore, he who holds the land on which and from which another man must live is the man's master, and the man is his slave. The man who holds the land on which I must live can command me to life or death just as absolutely as though I were his chattel. Talk about abolishing slavery. We have not abolished slavery. We have only abolished one rude form of it. There is a deeper and more insidious form, a more cursed form, yet before us to abolish in this industrial slavery that makes a man a virtual slave while taunting him and mocking him in the name of freedom. Oh, yes, Henry George, a man with two names. Oh, yeah, a man who ran for mayor, a man who ran and loved San Francisco. You know, it said back in the early 70s, and they said it a lot, when policies are murky or in dispute, there is always room for defiance. I remember it was Roosevelt who said every movement starts with the lunatic fringe. Well, we so-called lunatics and those of us who care not to pay attention to the man behind the curtain, because we know he is no wizard. No, he's a wisecracker. Well, we so-called lunatics, we define prejudice, and that's exactly what's happening right now, folks. I'm defining it. As I look at the Summer of Love and all of that, I'm asking everybody to please define prejudice in this world, because I'm telling you, some people out here are displaying an emotionally rigid attitude and a predisposition to respond to certain stimuluses. And I'm going to tell you something. Everything is a stimulus in life. Life is that. If you didn't want it to have a stimulating effect, you should have been born a rock. Should have been born a rock. I've said that all along. You know, we've been in a conflict here because a lot of us know, and we've got to step up to the plate. You know, it's time for the superheroes to come forward. And all it is to be able to begin to state what's on your mind, you see. And if you don't have anything on your mind, then you need to get your mind full with something. And you have to then make a decision. And time of absolute certainty never comes, folks. It's interrupted by things called decisions. I am talking to you, America. And you have decisions to make. Stock market's falling and crashing. Gold is going up and down. But that's not what's important. What's important is what's right there under your feet at the moment. And from moment to moment, as you move through here, understand that we are coming up on a conflict here. There are going to be so many displaced and disadvantaged people. And then are we to then point our fingers? Are we then there to say that these people made poor choices? Well, let me tell you something, folks. A lot of the mental work that was done on the poor minorities as they were trying to keep up with the American dream is coming to haunt us. It is a world of want. We said we were going to fight against that. We were going to wage war on poverty. Well, has anybody got me an update on the war on poverty? I know about the war against the people. I'm not too sure about this war on poverty. Have we given up? I dare say hope not. I'm hoping that your blood will run hot when you find out what has really been going on here in America. I'm telling you, this machine, this most political machine, this fascist organization that has been fashioned since 1940. Well, folks, I really have to tell you that it started at the Battle of the Bulge. You see, what you have to do is you have to go and you have to understand your history. You have to. I have many people that are telling me, why do you even bother? Who cares about the Battle of the Bulge? Well, see, our men were there, and the people that run the CIA and all of those names, they were at the Battle of the Bulge. And at the Battle of the Bulge, while our men were dying, they were making deals with the Nazis. Oh, well, you don't care. You don't care, okay. But when you read your history and you find out, you may not care, but I am telling the truth. You may not care to hear the truth, but we have been had. And I am just absolutely up to here. That's why I have to call on God. That's why I had to turn to God. That's why I had to turn my whole life to God. You see, because the only person that can offset this is the Creator. You see, the Creator is going to take care of this. It is for us to recognize it. It is for us to repent. I have no other message. I know a lot of people are going to get turned off by my talks, but I am an inspiration in my own self as I hang up the phone every hour that we're here on Mission Possible Radio. These are going down. I will not be guilty of this mess. I have never been guilty of this mess. I have talked against it. I have seen it. I have seen the evil that man can do. I have seen the meetings get out of hand. I have seen the agent provocateurs, and they are here, and they are working. You see, they set themselves up, and they set us up. See, you have to understand that the terrorism that we are fighting is the terrorism that we created, all of it. And there is a paper trail. It doesn't matter how many buildings you blow up. It doesn't matter how many people you search and destroy, Green Berets. It doesn't matter how many special forces invade every country that we have had deals with. It's all going to stop. The world is going to shout America down, and we have to be ready to listen, because they are right. There's no war for us to get from them, and whatever we get from them is going to be more than we will want to pay for. So why doesn't everybody step back? Why doesn't everybody just step back and look? Oh, I'm really asking everybody a question, and I am the boss, for I know I am running something, because we have not loaded up yet, and we're still here, and this is another Sunday, and there'll be another Tuesday, and on Tuesday, you'll hear the Inside Hour, Dr. Len. We're stepping up the heat here, because we've got the government on the ropes. Ladies and gentlemen, just go to the CDC and see how they've had us all on antibiotics for whooping cough that was never even existed. You see, Dr. Len was right. You see, we vaccinate out of fear, you see, and we become a host of an invader who feeds off that fear. You see, invades every cell, a genetic code that is invading and permeating our entire body. And yet, with the right frequency, with the right attitude, you can just shatter that virus to pieces, rendering it useless. Oh, there's so much more for us to demonstrate. I get so excited because the mission is possible. For with God, all things are possible. And for you atheists out there, with the Creator. With the Creator, with the mathematical matrix, the main man, the main Kazan, whatever you want to call that higher power other than yourself, that truth. You hear it. It's starting to be as loud as you can be, all of you who are possessed with the breath of life. Oh, 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 this is the most important thing, for without the breath, there is no life. We have to call it something else. So therefore, if we could, as a world, begin to protect our breath, our blood, our body. You see, that's why I'm going to Sedona. I'm going to Sedona because I have to. Y'all just heard. The Peace Pole, the six-sided Peace Pole is in Sedona. And I'm calling you all out to meet me there. 1995, a small group of people planted a seed. Come 2012, will you be standing with peace or in pieces? You see, it's hard sometimes. I had to become a minister so I would not lose my Godhead, because had I stayed in the world, I would have ridiculed. You see, I must be a little bit of French in me. You see, and ridicule is the highest form of humiliation that one can suffer, is to be ridiculed. I have spent my entire life so that I would never be ridiculed. I can be criticized. Oh, I can even be lied on, but I will never be ridiculed. For everything that I say, I have a reason to say it. And for every saying, you will see the reason. That's why I'm here on BBSRadio.com. I can take up the hour. I can reach you. And if I'm the only one who listens to it, then sometimes they just say, sometimes you have to teach that which you must now learn. And I'm telling you, for you to learn forgiveness and for you to learn forbearance in this particular society, for you to be hung on a cross and to say, forgive me, Father, for I knew they knew what they were doing, huh? And I'm still going to forgive them, because until the very last moment, we can repent and we can change. And in that moment, just like in Auschwitz, the eternal life, I'm telling you, it's all good. Every last bit of it. You know, it's really serious when we begin to talk about what's going on over in Iraq and how it happened back in the 60s, you know, in 69, 70, how we came up with the plan. And when I say we, I cannot, until I leave this country, disown it. This is my country. I was born here. At least that's what they tell me. And I'm going to believe them until somebody proves them wrong. So as long as this is America, then I have to fight against fascism, just as hard as they fought against communism. I have a right to look for the Nazis that are still in power in the Oval Office and other places, for the new neo-Nazis, and for those in the Young American Freedom and all of these other organizations, that, and for the gangsters that then became the businessmen and changed their blood money into stocks and bonds and are now manipulating the market and the people's funds, and for all those people who have lost their CDs, for all those people that used to work and believed in Campbell's soup companies and all of those things and put all their money and worked all their hard to only be heard that it's all gone. Well, there is no away for our trash, and there is no away for the money. The wealth of a nation is stored up in what? Well, if you read Adam Smith, it's stored up in the ability to wage war. That's what they say. And I say, no, it's stored up in the ability to help one another and to survive. But that's what life's all about, surviving. You know, they're celebrating the Summer of Love, and I remember the Summer of Love. I'm writing a publication as we speak right now, and I did a retrospective. I call it The Rant of a Black Hippie. I'm going to leave off the black because basically I realized I didn't have that going for me either. I wasn't black enough. You know? So what I have now is this memory of 1967, and I have a memory of being right there in Englewood, New Jersey. I have a memory of cops coming into town that didn't belong in our town because we knew every cop in town. And I have a memory of people being agitated about who are these people in our neighborhood. I have an attitude about the people that came into the neighborhood and the agent provocateurs who were from other places that disturbed our peace in our woodland suburban community and where everything was right as rain for as long as it was. I knew as a kid, walked the streets, and all of a sudden, somehow or another, there were people coming into our neighborhood. And what were they doing? They were trying to bust up the unity. They were trying to start the lies and deal the drugs and do all the nasty, dirty things that none of us ever thought about doing to corrupt us. But why do they do these kind of things, folks? Why does our government and our police agents and all of these people feel that they need to do this? Because they want to dissolve us. They want to dissolve us just as sure. There's some people out here who have a solution, and there's other people out here that have the dissolution. And I'm telling you, they saw us back then, all of us, in the Summer of Love as being too dang popular, too dang powerful, and so motivating that they had to come up with a plan to decimate us. That's what it's all about. There's never been a time in this history of this government when a good idea has come along that didn't go along with them, that they didn't want to squash it and they didn't want to exist. And there's a lot of things that we missed out on, folks. A lot of things that we missed out on. But I'm telling you, the money's there. Oh, the money is there. We just have to make the beast cough it up, you see, because the only thing the beast don't want to be known is what my next move is. So here we coming into the memory of 9-1-1. Preparedness, I'm going to ask y'all, because we're going to take notes. September 2nd, I'm going to take some notes with you. They're going to be celebrating the Summer of Love in San Francisco, and that's where I'm from. And while they're celebrating San Francisco, I'm going to be telling you all about San Francisco. I'm going to be telling you all about Dianne Feinstein. I'm going to be telling you all about Nancy Pelosi. I'm going to tell you all about Jonestown. I'm going to tell you all about the zebra killings. I'm going to tell you everything in the Summer of Love that we had to endure while everybody else was dancing and singing the Sly Stone and everybody else. I'm going to tell you these things because it shows you the dichotomy in this world. And yet here I am, I'm still alive, and I got a lot to say, America. I'm addressing America. You don't have to take this personal, the listener that's listening to Mission Possible. If you're like me, you're not guilty of this mess because you're listening to BBSRadio.com. You're not in the mainstream. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, it's almost like preaching to the whole congregation, not only the choir. You see what I'm saying? You know, I'm like only 36 minutes into this here show, and I'm talking to my audio people out there. I'm talking to Don Newsom. Don went on vacation, and Don was in another country. Every time I have somebody travel someplace else other than what it is, I like to get a word in about how you doing, what you doing, what's coming up, because I keep getting these emails that are so delicious about reporters and wanting to put together a news report. And I'm telling you, because of what's going on in the world today, we have an opportunity as a group of people, and Don Newsom has put in our hands a glorious opportunity to create our own news media. I mean, it's incredible. If you ever wanted to be an anchor person, if you ever wanted to be a reporter, you wanted to. But here we're talking about journalism and media all rolled together. You know, so as we come up on this here, I got like, it looks like I'm I don't know what the time is. It's 6:37 here on the Big Island. You're listening to Lee Eisenstein, and I'm the boss, RJ. And this is Mission Possible Hour, and I'm calling out. You know, if you're there, Don, I want to talk to you. You know, this is talk radio, if you're there. But if you're not there, I'll just keep on calling, because I know you're there, because I'll hear your beautiful voice. And then I want to ask you something, because I saw that video that you have on your website, and I don't know if anybody else has checked it out. We want your soul. Well, I'm telling you, that's a powerful, powerful video, and I would really like to talk to the person that made that video and get inside their mind, you know, because it's time for us in these months to discover a way, a clear purpose and a good sense of mind to bring freedom and peace into our world, and that we have a chance to develop virtues of equality and liberty. I mean, you know, it's important that we come together and have one constitution of purpose. It's time. We have to start teaching people to practice how to become aware of their powers and of the universal virtue and embracing of the ultimate truth of love. That's important. That's why, you know, as we begin to celebrate the Summer of Love, we must embrace our enemies. We must touch their spirits. We must talk to them. We must distance ourselves from evil. That don't mean you have to stay and eat with them. But we got to go out and we've got to tell them. And I don't want to rain on anybody's parade this come September 2nd, but that's a very important day for me. My father, Dangerous George Williams, passed on that day. And he was an icon in San Francisco. He was an unsung hero, pioneer of community access television. And I'm going to be telling you all about him. I'm going to hope that I can get this video up of him in 1993 with Enola Maxwell of Potrero Hill House. Two black activists sitting together over 100. And, oh, man, she was like in her 80s, and he was only 59. But he passed in 1994, September 2nd, prime time, 9 o'clock. And at the very time, I'll be on the air. And like I said, you're going to want to listen to this show, because this show is dedicated to telling the truth about San Francisco. Telling the truth about the sprayings, telling the truth about the slayings, telling the truth about the payoffs, telling the truth about all of the dirty drug deals over there at Glide Memorial. And let me tell you all about that SLA shootout. Let me tell you all about that Moscone, Dan White. Let me tell you all about how could so much evil happen in such a beautiful place. I'll tell you, because the sharks ran afoul of the CIA. But you don't know anything. I'm the boss. I'm going to have to tell you. We're going to have to weave it together. You're going to have to start studying, folks. You're going to have to start asking good questions of your Congress people and senators. Let's shake them up. Ask them good questions. Where were you? What was you thinking of? What kind of drugs do you take? Are you on any medications? Were you pissing a bottle for me? These are all good questions to ask these people. They full of drugs, antibiotics. Their brains are swollen. They won't give up until they have seizures. You know, something's giving that man shakes, Supreme Court justice. I'd have a shakes if I'd accept all that money and through that election. I'd be scared to death. God's hitting them upside their head on the very docks that he spent that money to get that house in Maine. Oh, but you got to know. Oh, yes, the Chief Justice got epilepsy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, never know when he'll have to make a decision and start flopping around in his office and then come out like, you know, I'm all right, I'm all right, I'm all right. You know, and he's younger than me. You see, life, God is going to bless you or God's going to curse you. Something's going to curse you, something's going to cut you up, something's going to knock you down. And when it does, you better hope I'm around because I'm going to have that caring feeling for you, but I'm not going to pass up the opportunity to show you that there is a cause and effect in this here world. Oh, yeah, am I giving you a good talking to? Is that what talk radio is all about? Since I don't have nobody to talk to, I talk to you like this because when it's all over, I play it back, and you know what? It makes sense to me. Why? Because it's affective. It has feeling. It flows like water, water flowing the truth. And the only way you can flow with the truth is to have lived the truth. And the truth is that I have never, ever, ever in my life held anybody back from doing what they want to do. Oh, yeah. It's time, parents, to let your children go and do and live. Every day is precious. For as you look at the American dream, you know it's becoming the Arabian nightmare and vice versa. So what we have to do is we have to beat these cowboys at their game. Oh, my goodness. But let's not do it in shame. Let's not do it in shackles. Let's do it. Let us write. Let us talk. Let us call. Let us point out. Let us not be silent anymore. I have to tell you these things because you know what? It's not I'm asking you to take to the street. No, I'm just asking you to try and stay tuned. And the way you do that, and like I said, this is at soon, and very soon, BBS Radio is going to have their own news network, and then you'll be able to make sense of what's going on, and we'll be able to keep in touch with England, and you'll be able to see how many more publications out there really actually are printing what we're doing over there in these other countries that they're not telling us. You know, I sympathize with the Iraqis, and I'll say it any time, because, see, I know what it's like to have the invader in your neighborhood. I know what it's like to see tanks on the streets. I know what it's like to see the National Guard in your backyard. It's like y'all been put to sleep, and y'all gonna wake up, and the lights are gonna be really bright. But I'm gonna ask you one thing. You better hurry up and know it's for real. Don't question it, and you better make yourself a plan, and you better take yourself a stand. And remember, if you're standing on a lie, that's like standing on an ice cube in the middle of the ocean. You're gonna be bound to fall off. And my father said, James destroys it. If you fall off, you better... And you're in deep, deep water, you better take a dive. That's right. Take a deep breath and dive. Don't fight that wave. Just go under and come up and see if it's a better day. That's all. So, you know, all of you out there that might have thought that vaccination was a good idea, y'all need to listen to the Inside Hour because Dr. Leonard Horowitz is getting ready to revise his book, and you're going to want to know that this here things that they are doing and the contaminations within the vaccines, that's the lie that they are putting out that they're safe. You see what I'm saying? And what we're telling you is there's no way for them to be running around all schizoid and worried about the fact that it's not safe and knowing that it's not safe and telling us it's safe and keep on vaccinating us. This is a plan. Somebody come up with this plan. Somebody ordered all these vile diseases, and now they're warning us. They can't help but tell us. They have to tell us something's coming. Something's coming. You better be prepared. You better be prepared. How come we know this? Because if you go back and you do your homework, and you just go back to like 1982, and you start looking at the Senate investigations, and you start looking at how they already, with the Watergate, they knew that the dirty tricks, Segretti was given little vials to drop in open windows in places like that. He didn't even know what it was that he was putting in there, but the CIA sent him with these little vials and said, yo, job, here's $200,000. I want you to do this, and I want you to do it on the weekend of Muskie's picnic. So now I got to go back and like an autopsy. I got to go back and find out who was at that picnic and who come up with what kind of disease or who wigged out or who touched the carpet or what was that all about? What did he release into that atmosphere? Well, if they were doing it then. So that made me kind of interested. And I then started looking and I said, oh, my God, they have sprayed San Francisco. When I started looking at what these people have allowed to have happen in their own backyard, I just don't understand how they can make these decisions. Because if I was sitting on the board of supervisors and somebody told me I want to come in and I'm going to spray pneumonia viruses in your cloud so that we can see how many people are going to how it all spreads and how it moves and give people, some people going to get pneumonia, and then all of a sudden you start seeing people getting sick, and then you say, well, who's responsible for these tests? You see, this is the thing that was Nazi Germany. I mean, when they wanted to figure out how to keep an aviator who gets dunked in cold water and gets hypothermia, how to keep him warm, you know, they put women in the bed with him and stuff like that, then they watch him get all warm again. This is the kind of stuff they do. They put people in frozen tanks and experiment. They were killing to find out. So this is how this world works, folks. Some people got to die. No. That's not how it works. Nobody's supposed to die. Everybody's supposed to be living. Everybody possesses the breath of life. But somehow or another, we can rationalize. We're human guinea pigs, folks. We have been it, let's face it, you know. I mean, that's why you look at the Tylenol commercials. They have to tell you. They have to tell you who makes Tylenol. They have to tell you that they care. Why do you have to have a campaign like that? Thou dost protest too much, I say. Hi, my name is Fred, and I make Tylenol. Kind of scares me when I see the kind of people who are making Tylenol. I wonder if they have a 10th grade education. I mean, what is it that you have to do to make Tylenol? What? You box it up? Oh, so I'm supposed to feel good that you box it up and that you're not going to poison me. That's why they want to tell me that they work for Tylenol and they care. Yeah. So you know what kind of world it is, folks, but you all forgot about the Tylenol scare. Well, somebody out there was putting it, but nobody got down to it because it's impossible to get down to. Let me tell you how incredible it is, folks. You want to get your passport now. You want to get it now. Even if you never wanted to have one, you want to try and get one because it's hilarious, folks. It is absolutely hilarious. Do you realize that the State Department doesn't talk to any other organization unless they have to? That the State Department doesn't know anything about anybody. They don't talk to anybody. This is the Condoleezza Rice, you know, upper management type of thing. I realize now that they don't have all those sophisticated things in place. What they want us to do is like the SS and the OSS and every other thing is they want us to now give them an update of intelligence on who we are here in America. I'm like laughing my little head off. I might say, oh, now, in order for me to leave this country, you now want to know about me. Well, you're supposed to know about me. It was in this past 1984, I had myself one laugh. So in order for me to get my passport, I'm going to have to tell them all about myself and what a glorious life I have had. And so, therefore, I get a chance to even replay it back. So I just want to let everybody know, you know, it's a long process to get a passport. You should have one because a lot of times your ID, if you don't drive, isn't good enough for the State Department. They're looking for other things. And so you want to get those things together. They like high school records. They want to know if the people, they've done such a good job of bringing in all these other agent provocateurs from all these other countries and things that they're now trying to figure out, well, who's really American and who's not an American? I got to know, you know, got to know now. So I'm like, whoa, hey, okay, let's see how this all unfolds. As I sit here, gold is going up. As I sit here, silver is going down. What does that mean? It means absolutely nothing. Unless you're holding worthless money, you might as well spend it on some silver and gold. Get all your quarters and all those slugs that they call pennies and nickels and turn them into silver and then turn them into gold and then turn them into platinum. Platinum's where it's at, folks. You want to know what the tip of the iceberg is? You want to know what the real skinny is? Platinum. You know it's valuable when they're paying $50 for a catalytic converter just to get the platinum out. Yes, yes, yes. I don't want to hear tomorrow morning that there was a whole lot of people's catalytic converters missing. No, it's a little bit more simple than that. But you've been listening to the Mission Possible. I'm Boss RJ. I'm hoping you enjoyed this little rant. I mean, it's really funny because I'm just in love with bbsradio.com, you know, and I love this opportunity to be able to speak at you and to share my mind with you, because I am making sense to myself, and one day maybe somebody will tell me that I'm making sense to them too. And watch out, you know, because that would be absolutely hilarious if someone was to agree with me, because I've been on this planet 55 years and I ain't found nobody that wants to agree with me. So if we can save our lives, we have to understand that as we open our mind, let life be the thought. And as we open our eyes, let life be the glow. And as we open our ears, let life be the melody. Layer after layer after layer. You know, it's so important that we do what's necessary in this world, and to do it well. And so I always like to keep on time, because, you know, last week I ended my show just a little bit early, and I was trying to time myself here, because I just never know what really is going on and how much time I have left in my show. So I'm just going to bring you out with one of my songs, you know, that I love to listen to. And to remind you, as we come up on September 1st, and I want you all to get your summaries of 911 commissioned. Yeah, yeah. Hey, can somebody tell me how many minutes we got left? Huh? 6:52. That means I got 2 minutes, and I'm going to take you out with a little Klondike. And remember, like I told you, there isn't any terrorism out there that wasn't spun by us. So let's take it all back. Let's apologize to the world for all our machinations. It wasn't necessary, and we could have shared and we could have cared. And now, America, we have got to repair the system, and maybe we'll have to just do away with it altogether. Hey, I'm the Boss, RJ. I hope you enjoyed this. Here's Klondike, and you can cut it off when you want to, Don, but this is it.
On that day, we all stood naked. Beer was so thick, you could almost taste it. No class, no credit or cash if I release. When things are falling from the sky and crashing to the sea, what a horrible thing, the world changed overnight. So hard to heal, so hard to put right. A grim harvest of soul, but the brain wasn't broken. Meanwhile, the beast could not contain a grin. The nation was reeling like a giant that got stung. Groping, off balance, hungry for retaliation. Liquid pain quickly hardened into rage. All the war dogs would let out of the cage.
All right. I'm out of here. This was BBS Radio, Mission Possible. I'm taking this minute. I'm hanging up this phone, but I still want to talk to the man at home. So, Don, take me out with a little Wesley and put me on that BBS line.